Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Darren.
This has taken 6 years in the making, but you're finally getting started.
Yeah, mate, it's been a long 6 years and so many twists and turns, but finally we're at the stage where we can start the flood mitigation project that is designed to protect Latrobe Township from events that are similar to what we experienced in 2016.
Right. So can you just give us a basic overview of what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, there's been some major changes to the design during the 6 years, and the most obvious one of those is that we're now going to have a 300 metre long culvert under basically the middle of Latrobe, including under the main street. The culvert will be 6 metres wide and 2 metres high, so it's a significant size culvert, a box culvert, and that will carry water from Kings Creek at flood time through to the Mersey River, and will prevent that water flowing where it normally did, down to the lower reaches of Latrobe. But at the same time, we'll have an embankment, for want of a better term, running from Cotton Street right down to the bridge, and then from the bridge along the Bell's Parade, along River Road, and that embankment will then form, again, part of the barrier to prevent flood water entering into Latrobe.
Fantastic. All right, so there's going to be a lot of construction happening around town well, it's going to take quite a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, towards the end of next year, we're hoping that the whole project will be completed. It's subject to a lot of possibilities in terms of weather, in terms of what we find under the ground, although much of that is already known.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the expectation. We're really keen to have the project constructed as quickly as possible, but it will take at least 12 months.
Right. So there's obviously going to be some traffic disruptions, but nothing that people can't handle.
No, and look, obviously there'll be professional traffic management engaged when we're crossing Gilbert Street, for example.
Yeah.
There will be interruption to normal life in Latrobe during that period. We'll minimise that to the extent we can, but people will need to be just cautious, obey the signs, work with our traffic controllers, and understand that this project is critically important to the town. The short-term pain, we're going to have a long-term gain, and it will certainly be worthwhile in the, as I say, the longer term.
Right, just on that, the levee past the Hall of Fame there, the Axeman's Hall of Fame. Yeah, what's happening there?
So that'll be an embankment. It'll ultimately be grassed. So an increase in height along the River Road, that provides that earth embankment. It's compacted, of course. I think it's clay-based, but it will be able to be mowed, and it won't be won't stand out in terms of what you see when you drive along there. It'll be different to what you see at the moment, but generally what you see, Darren, as you would know, mate, is grass and trees.
Yep.
And again, you'll see grass and trees that just be elevated section along a river road.
Right. Now, as far as paying for it goes, so you got federal and state governments and Latrobe Council all coughing in a third. Is that right?
Yeah. At this stage, we've got $4.6 million from each level of government, including our own council. Total of $14.2 million is being spent. Some of it has already been spent. Obviously, the 4.6 doesn't add up to 14.2, that 13.8, but as I say, money's already been spent and accounted for. But, significant funding provided and challenging, particularly around construction with increased cost in construction that everybody's experiencing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're concerned about that as well, but we have no option but to continue and to address any issues as we come across them.
So who have you hired to do the job, Peter?
A local company, BridgePro, which is terrific. BridgePro is a Latrobe-based company, one of the two or three major bridge building companies in the state, but also obviously engaged in this type of work as well. A lot of the work, particularly the culvert, will be concrete panels, and they are experts in that field. They've got a long history in their company, not only within their company, but from people who previously worked in the field. And expertise, we'll have engineers involved, Ensura have been involved, that is the consulting arm of the hydro that have done all the hydrology studies and the like. So it's going to be a lot of involvement from other local companies as well. Down there will be subcontractors doing the earthworks and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So people will see a lot of activity in Latrobe, in and around Latrobe during the period. But again, it generates that, that economic stimulus, as well as providing that benefit for the town in terms of flood protection.
Exactly right. If you can employ locals to do the job, then the money goes around and everybody wins.
That's the intent for sure.
Hmm. Oh, very good. I'm glad to hear it. I know you've been going on about it for, 6 years now. since those big floods, but finally happening. Fantastic.
Yeah, mate, and sooner it's finished, the better. But thank you for your interest. It's been a long-term project, as you quite rightly point out, and as I say, we're looking forward to getting to the end of that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
No worries, mate. Take care.